Kyle Seager, my favorite thing about him, Tony, and it holds true seemingly every year as I check his stats here on FanGraphs. The best thing about Kyle Seager is that when you draft him and you draft him in the same spot every single year, about the fourth round, you know exactly what you're getting out of this guy.
He is a back of the baseball card guy.
Like, last year it was a little bit better than normal, but you're getting 150-plus games. You're getting 25-plus home runs. You're getting 80-plus RBIs. You're getting an average of 275 or more. You know, last year, again, maybe 270, I should say. Last year, things were a little bit up, but you can be so comfortable drafting Kyle Seager.
One of the safest picks you can make on draft
day. It is.
Good job by Jeff Erickson right here. You got a top 10 fantasy third baseman. You look at the contact rate is good. Doesn't strike out a lot. Puts the ball in the air a little bit too much, but still, he's got good power for the position and stuff like that. Health doesn't seem to be an issue. He can hit you 25 to 30 bombs. He'll get you over 90 RBIs. He seems to get better each and every season. His offensive game progresses. Seager is a ball player. This is about one of the safest picks you can make.
Now, he's a guy that I used to worry about because he would pull every single ball. He never hits the opposite field. So I thought eventually teams would catch up to him. But last year he made some adjustments, and that's the key in Major League Baseball. And he walked 10% of the time. He actually continued his dominance. And now I've seen it for four consecutive seasons that I don't worry about it. We have plenty of guys that in Major League Baseball that seem to get there. I mean, you look at the Mets, and Jay Bruce is a perfect example.
Sure.
Teams started to use the switch on him. He wouldn't go the other way, and now he's dropped to a 225, 230 hitter, but he's still going to hit 30 home runs. And Kyle Seager is going to bring you a little better average than that, but still a guy that pulls the ball all the time. And the Seattle lineup has gotten a lot better, and that will produce more results from RBI opportunities.
Corey, would you rather own Kyle Seager, or would you rather own Nelson Cruz?
What's a tough call right there.
Now, Nelson Cruz was significantly earlier in the FSTA draft.
Yeah, but obviously. The big power potential of Nelson Cruz. Just give me this. That's a good question, Greg. I think I'm going to go with the safety.
Well, they're both safe at this point,
no? They are both safe. I agree with you on that. That's a tough call right there, but I'm going to stick with Kyle.
Tony?
Kyle?
I'd go Nelson Cruz. I would go Nelson Cruz because the third base position, I think there's other talent there that I can get a little later. I wait on the outfielders. I don't get that. Right now in the NFBC, Cruz is going 43rd overall, and your guy Kyle Seager is down at 65. He's gone as early as number 40 pick, though, in some drafts, so he's all over the place.
He is, but you know, as much as I like Kyle Seager, my guy, as you said, Nelson Cruz still puts up like 20 more home runs than him, you know, 15 more home runs or so.
Yeah.
That's a lot of home runs, Corey.
I just keep waiting, though, when this Nelson Cruz guy is going to start to drop off, right?
We
got him
to fall
in Seattle.
Off.
Nobody picked him. He stayed away. He's 36 years of age this year. He's a guy that you always get a little later than his talent is because we keep waiting for the fall off. And yet we're talking about a guy that can hit 38 home runs. You can get it at number 40.
That seems crazy. And then you think about Mark Trumbo, right? Like, this is a dude that can hit a million home runs, and you get him where?
Trumbo I actually like better this year than I did last year,
right?
And which is crazy. And the reason being that I was concerned last year, Trumbo right now, which is going to go up because I think a lot of people are afraid to pick anyone when they're a free agent, so that's why Trumbo's down at 62. I think he could go a little late. He'll go a little earlier now. But the reason I didn't like Trumbo last year is he is maybe the worst defensive outfielder in all of baseball.
Sure.
And when they signed Pedro Alvarez before the season, I said, oh, my God, he's going to have to play the outfield. And now with Alvarez out of the mix, I think Trumbo gets more at-bats at DH, and then you don't have to worry about injuries. You don't have to worry about his defense all of a sudden being thrown out there. I really think that Trumbo's the guy that could actually be in better position than last year when he hit 47 home runs.
Yeah, he really came on last year, but the fly ball rate was a career best, and that was the improvement that really allowed his power numbers to surge like that. And then you're obviously playing Camden Yards, so Yeah, I think Trumbo is an elite power hitter. I just, you know, I don't think he's going to hit 50, but 35 is decent.
All right, so who would you rather have, Nelson Cruz or Mark Trumbo, Corey? Or Kyle Seager. Put all three of them in there. You already chose Seager.
I think I got to go Trumbo.
Interesting.
So I don't. That's a close call for me.
You're taking the guy that was last in the FSTI out of those guys. Significantly farther.
Okay, with Cruz, it's the fear of the he's going to fall off the face. You know what I'm saying? It's the fear to drop off.
But why do we keep thinking he's going to drop off? Because he's 36 years old.
Yeah. Is that okay with you?
I'm just asking.
No, I know.
I'm asking if you're seeing signs. Like, there's no, like, hits 40 home runs every year.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing signs. I haven't gotten that deep into the analysis yet. I think I go Seager, Trumbo, Cruz. I've flip flopped in the past 2 minutes.
The thing with Trumbo is that every year in his career, he's played in a pitcher's park, except 1 year in Arizona where he only played 88 games. Every L.A., big Angels, big pitcher's ballpark. Seattle, big pitcher's ballpark. And now in Baltimore, where it's a huge hitter-friendly guy, I think these numbers are real. Now, Nelson Cruz, I'm going to get a better batting average. Based on where I'd take Trumbo. I would take Trumbo, too.
Okay. So you're taking Trumbo, Cruz, Seager, then?
Yeah. Yep, those three. And I'll tell you what. I wouldn't mind getting stuck with any of them.
Right, right. All legitimate power potential guys.
all legit options. Yeah. Not gonna kill
Nelson
you.
Cruz is going to have the better average, right? He's going to have the better average out of these guys.
Yes. Yes.
The only question is he's going to have to play the outfield. He is, like you said, the 36 years of age. How many guys do we see running around having the ability to hit 40 home runs at 36 years of age in this era, you know, where we're supposed to be clean? We don't see that too often.